Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome again. This is your Empowerment Environment. I'm going to call it this time, your Empowerment Environment with Dr. J. It is a beautiful day where I am. I don't know where you are, but I could tell you this. It is a fantastic day here in South Florida. So good morning, hello, and thank you for joining me. It is time for the Cultivate Show. This morning, I want to talk about the law of the mirror. And if you're following me, you know that I am a John Maxwell coach. I love working with the John Maxwell team. And I am telling you, I am empowered, I'm inspired, and I want the world to know that you are destined with a purpose through faith. And so it gives me great pleasure to bring to you this morning the law of the mirror. And this is coming from John Maxwell's book, The 15 Laws of Growth. Such a great book. And John talks about the law of the mirror, and I'm going to tell you about it my way. Because you have to see value in yourself to add a value to yourself. It is so clear. You know, oftentimes we tend not to think about how important we are. And so it drives our behavior. And as a result of that, people don't see that. So when you start adding value to yourself, people start looking at you and they're saying, wait a minute, I like what she looks like. I want to do what she's doing. I want to do what he's doing. And as a result of that, you're able to attract. Napoleon Hill says it best that you think and you become. And whatever you think, you become. And so that's value. You think valuable, you become valuable. And as a result, people want to be like you. And, you know, Dennis Waitley says that personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, time, and energy needed to develop yourself. What do you think? Do you think that? Do you really think that you are worth it? Because if you are worth it, you act like it. And I know that a lot of times, I ask myself sometimes, what is it? What is it that keeps people from being successful? We were born with our success. We are masterpieces. I mean, all we have to do is to cultivate ourselves. But sometimes some people think it's hard. You know, I don't know where you are in your life, what's going on. But if you think about a garden, and you plant anything, if you plant tomatoes, you're going to get tomatoes. If you plant carrots, you're going to get carrots. But I tell you what, if you plant and just plant and you never go outside, you never weed, you never check, you never pull out the bad stuff, all that stuff stays there and stays there. And what kind of garden will you have? Versus if you're cultivating that garden, if you're watering it, if you're feeding them, what you're going to see is everything that you plant begins to grow. And it's really the same thing when it comes to our life. Whatever we plant in our life, the seeds that we plant in our lives and we cultivate them, they will start to grow. And that is why over time, having been through so many challenges, but then having seeds planted in my life and planting my own seeds, I can say to you that I see the need to add value to people. I see the need to see people blossom. Because if somebody did not help me, I wouldn't be speaking to you today. This is Dr. J. Join me. Join me, those of you out there, and certainly if you have anything to add to what I'm saying, just press 1. I see that there's some people on the line, and if you press 1, I'll see that you're ready to say something, or we'll just go through, and you can always add to this, because that's what it's about. John Maxwell, in his book, he talks about we need to make sure we look in the mirror, and that's what it's talking about. There's a great story I want to tell you. When it comes to adding value, you know, we all have our stories. And my story, many people know my story. My story is when I was 2 years old, my mother left me. And she was a young girl. She was hot. She was doing her thing, you know. My father messed up, and she had to do what she had to do, and she left us. My brother and I, she left us. I was 2 years old, and he was 4 years old. She never returned. And to make a long story short, my grandmother couldn't manage both of us and gave me back to my father, and my father gave me to the current girlfriend, and the current girlfriend gave me to her mother because she left for Canada, and then the mother left for Canada, and the mother gave me back to my father. And then my father, wherever he was, I was. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his head, that was his home. And I guess that was my home. And just to talk about value, because over time I bounced from here to there, here to there, here to there, until when I became a 10 years old, my aunt took me. And so, but in that time, there's so many things that happened to me. I had choices when I become the age of realization. I could either be in a mental hospital, probably be on some psycho pills at this point in my life, or I had to decide to add value to my life. Interesting. We can add value to our lives. Sometimes we just don't realize that. But let me share this story with you, because it's the case of Jeanette McSwain. And I like to talk about the story because for about 30 years, she didn't see any value in herself. She didn't see any potential in herself. And you know what? There are a lot of reasons. There are a lot of reasons for her to have that poor perception of herself. You know, she was born to a single mother. Her mother didn't want her, and her mother told her she didn't want her. So many of us out there, so many of us, gosh, if I were to ask you to tell me your story, you would know one or know somebody with one. How many of us out there, mother, father, didn't want us? But, you know, Jeanette was a little different. She had a sister. Her sister was Sonia, and her sister was a year older. And then as time goes by, They had uncles who abused them, abused all of them, sexually. Can you imagine? So Jeanette was scarred both physically and emotionally. And we over that. That's like a repetition in our society. And Jeanette says it herself. By the time she was 5 years old, she started to think she was inferior because she was abandoned. And I can tell you that experience resonates so well with me, because there were times in my life I just kept asking the question, why? Why would my mother leave me? I was the only girl she had. Why would she leave me in Jamaica? And, I mean, could her boyfriend be more important than me? I mean, those are questions I really, really asked myself. I had no place to go. I, you know, no voice. Nobody wanted me. I mean, I just want some days I say to myself, oh, Dr. J, if your mama could see you now. But, you know, God has plans. God has plans, and God put people in places. So when we go back to the story of Jeanette and her mother, you hear about so much abuse. Jeanette started living in the street. She was turned into crack and cocaine. You know, as her sister, she saw her sister did a lot of things. But she had this mindset. She had this mindset, and, you know, she just wanted to do things different. When she was asked, she says that everybody in my family has been in jail on drugs, didn't finish high school, so what have I got to live for? What am I going to amount to? Nothing. What I got to accomplish? Nothing. But then things start to change, and this Jeanette's story is so real with a lot of us today. Because when Jeanette got to age 30, she turned back and she looked in the mirror. She just didn't like what she saw in the mirror. So my question to you today, are you looking in the mirror? And do you like who you see in the mirror? I'm loving who I see. Oh, when I look in the mirror, I say, you go, girl. That's what I say when I look in the mirror. But you know what? Long ago when I looked in the mirror, I didn't see that Sharon. Today I see a beautiful woman who has blossomed. And so the story goes on. But tell you what, Jeanette says it like we would say. She says that day she looked in the mirror, she woke up and she realized that she had nothing to celebrate. No money, no full-time job, no home, no husband. She had no clue. She didn't think nothing was going to happen to her life. She just wasn't happy with her life. And the story goes on and on and on and on and on. And to just come to the end of it, Jeanette, she decided she was going to go back to school. She went on getting her GED. She took a 12-week course. She needed a 45 to pass the test. Did you know she got a 44.5? So she retook the test. She wanted that 45. She knew that things were going to change. She knew that she had to leave where she was. And she says, you know what? She was so motivated after looking in the mirror and wanted to change. She says to herself, I get a chance to be anyone I want to be. I want to remind you today, all of you in the reach of my voice, you have the chance today to be anyone that you want to be. And so Joanna, she went off. She continued, and things would start rolling her way. She went off to college, and she was in high school. And after high school, she went off to college, and she just become who she wanted to become. And today she wanted to tell people, you can do it. Today I want to tell you, you can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, I can. You can do it. I thought there were days when there were just nothing left for me. If you know me, I live on purpose today. I'm excited every time. I work hard for what I want. Because those days, it was dark. It was gloomy. It was impossible. There were times when I would look to my grandma, sit in my grandmother's house, and I would look out and I looked at the circumstances and the situation and things that I saw. I swore up and down I would never go through that. I just didn't know how I would never go through that. But it was dark. It was hard. Sometimes it seemed as if you just can't break it. You can't see beyond it. But today, I want to tell you, God put people in places. And you have to be able to see that. You know, I have some great group of friends here where I live, and they're my motivators. They're my cheerleaders. And in turn, I am theirs. Why? Because we have to see value in ourselves. People see value in you. When you see value in somebody, you have to let them know they're valuable. Because people oftentimes, we see what they don't see. And sometimes it's after you tell somebody they have value, they start to think about, wait a minute, I do have value. So be very careful. Be very careful how you think, because how you think, the world is watching you. And guess who else is watching you? You is watching you. So it's important, and John Maxwell makes it very clear when he talks about the 15 laws and the law of the mirror. Self-esteem, oh my goodness, self-esteem is the most singular, significant key to a person's behavior. Let me tell you something. One of my classes I taught, and we talk about self-esteem, you just got to have it. You got to have it. Zig Ziglar says that it's impossible to consistently behave in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. We've got to do things in a positive manner. You know, because if we feel negative about ourselves, it shows. It shows. Nathaniel Brandon says, no factor is more important in people's psychological development and motivation than the value judgment they make about themselves. The value judgment. My goodness. Low self-esteem. I've seen it. I've been to a school once to do a training, and I'm telling you, these kids, I mean, the world needs us. If you're out there and you have the opportunity to add value, add it. Add value, because low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential. It does. No matter what you think, people are never able to outperform their self-image. You've got to be able to understand we need self-esteem, and young people are lacking that. So much our young people are lacking that. I see that someone has a question. I'm going to open the line. And I'm so glad you're joining me this morning. 954-251. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to the Empowerment Environment. I'm so glad you're part of this day, part of the Law of the Mirror. What can you share with us when it comes to the Law of the Mirror?
Well, you know, I am so glad to be part of it this morning and hear what you've just said, because I can only affirm that you are right on the money when you said we have to add value to ourselves, and then we'll be able to add value to others. And I hear the stories that you used to corroborate that. And I have to tell you, it really hit home with me, because recently I've been doing some things to add value to me. And because I'm very present on the social network, it's amazing how people are beginning to call me and ask me that whatever you're doing, I want to be part of it. What are you doing? How are you doing this? And how are you getting to the level that you've got to? What is really going on? And that has given me a platform to be able to add value to them, just simply because I add value to myself. So I just want to say thank you very much for that inspiration this morning, and you hit home with me.
Wow, wonderful. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad because, you know, in our society today, we find that value is, there's a lack of value. There's a lack of value in our schools. There's a lack of value in our homes. There's a lack of value in relationships. And as a result, people just cannot be, you know, the 100% who they want to be. You know, we have so much potential. Yeah, Les Brown says it best. Les Brown talks about we have dreams. We have so many goals, but it's just like, because we're not adding value to ourselves, we're not seeing that. And so that's why the graveyard is so full of people. It's the richest place. The graveyard is the richest place. Why? Because people are dying with their dreams. People are dying with their goals. And their goals
wow.
are, and their dreams are, yeah, their dreams and their goals are saying to them, I came to you. I came to you. And you did nothing about it. And now, look, I'm dying with you. I'm sitting here unused, untapped. And so my goal
wow.
today is to tell people, yeah, to just tell people, look, you've got potential, you're a masterpiece, but you got to see it. You got to see it. You got to see it. You got to realize that, you know, if you put a small value on yourself, you can rest assured that the world will not raise the price. And
you know, it's right what people said, that that person who tried it all and did not even succeed is better than that person who never tried. Because the person who never tried will probably just, like you say, die with that goal still in them, and then wondering if they ever did this or if they should have tried that. But, I mean, when you try, you shoot for the moon, you may land among the stars, but you'll be far away from being on the ground where you started. So that was very powerful what you just said, Dr. J.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, if there's anyone out there, I want people to really just think about it. As we, you know, as a result of this, we just need to learn how to build our self-image. That's where it is, building our self-image. I mean, you know what it is? I could say that self-image for a little bit. That was a problem for me. Because, you know, growing up, I know you grow up, you have your story. But when I was growing up, it was hard to build my self-image because the images around me were not the images that I would want to build. But it took me, you know, it took some time. It took some time, and I had to work on it. It wasn't until I realized, and it took, thank God for the people he placed in my life, and how he pushed me out of that, you know, from one challenge to the other. And even though the challenge seemed harder, it was the gateway. It's funny how sometimes God, things are happening to us, but we in the moment it's so hard. In the moment it's so difficult. And then God just eases us out of it and then take you away from it. And then you look in the mirror and you say, oh, my God. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You realized what you after you passed through it, you realize where you are, because I think I agree with you when you talk about the self image too, because what you say about yourself and what you see about yourself is what you can actionalize, like you said. If you don't see it, it's very hard to get there. So we have to change that image in our head first. That's what you are saying, right?
Exactly. And that image comes from really guarding our self-talk. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, there's a sometimes they say, be careful how you talk to yourself. That's one thing. But when you start answering yourself, it's another thing. But the thing is
yes.
that we really
yes.
We have
that
this,
is so
we
true.
We have this running conversation with ourselves all the time. I do. I mean, And it's like a running conversation sometimes. It's you're talking to yourself. I told someone one day that I had a great talk with Oprah, and they were like, "Really? You know Oprah?" I'm like, "Yes, I know Oprah. I talk to her all the time." I'm like, "Wow." So, and they're like, "How did you know her?" And I'm even engaged in the conversation. And then I said, because I have this conversation with myself. And then sometimes it's Oprah and I talk, and it's Oprah listening.
Oprah was present right there in your head. And you have a very good conversation, and probably most positive, because Oprah is a positive person, right?
Yeah, you know. But the idea is that we draw onto ourselves what we think. You know, so I'm drawing Oprah to me. But at the same time, and that's what Napoleon Hill talks about in Think and Grow Rich, we think things are thoughts and thoughts are things. And people have not come to realize that. When we wake up in the morning, everything we think becomes Mother Nature. You know, it's like when you take a picture, Mother Nature takes a picture of her thoughts. And that those thoughts are reflected in the universe, and they bounce back to us. And people don't realize from a psychological approach that they are the problems in their lives, you know. And if you think about it from that level or that depth of it, you think and become. And over, I've just seen it. I'm thinking things, and it happened. And sometimes people say, "My God, I'm so lucky," or "You're so lucky." It's not luck. It's faith. You know, it's that faith where faith becomes that chemical. It's like an element that you kind of sort of, when you mix it with prayer, there's like a direct connection with the infinite. And we become, but people are not thinking like that. If you think anything bad and something bad, people say, "How could it happen to you? I'm so sorry that happened. How did that happen?" And you get the pity party, and like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me." Because you are thinking it. Makes sense, right?
And you know, you're so right on that one, Dr. J, because as you're speaking, I just remembered I have my senior brother works for the United Nations, and it's based out of Ethiopia. And sometimes he travels all around the world, and the only way I keep up with him is through social media. But there was this week, maybe about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, when I haven't seen him say nothing on social media for like 7 days. And because he's always traveling, I started worrying, and I was thinking about him that I wonder if he's gone to some area where whatever is happening. And right there and then, my brother called me, and he was in Cameroon. And he said, "Oh, I just wanted to say hi." I'm like, just thinking about you. And it's not like we don't talk very often, because he's always traveling all over. So he doesn't call me like that frequently. But he just called me just when I was thinking about him. So you are absolutely right. I agree.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk about that, you know, I'm a great fan of just Think and Grow Rich, because it works for me. But there's a part of it that says that, you know, infinite intelligence is something else. And when you're connected to the universe, you get this hunch. And in our physical world, we call it a hunch, like, "Oh, my God, I've got this idea." Some people call it telepathy. You know, "I'm thinking about you," and you call, "Oh, my God, I can't believe it." But that's the universe connecting. And that's just what you've just said is a perfect example of a hunch, where you think of him and that connection goes through. You know, our body, our subconscious, and our conscious mind is all that we're taking in, putting out. But we have to think it that way. And we see it's happening, but we're not thinking that way. And it's the same thing when it comes to value. Because when it comes to value, there are times that we compare ourselves. We think about things, and when we start comparing ourselves to others. And what I want to tell people is that comparing ourselves to other people, it's a needless distraction. And really, you know, we should really compare ourselves to ourselves. Because that's how we get better. That's how we strive to do more. That's how we start focusing on what we can do to improve and grow. And we spend time just comparing ourselves. That's the part of the value concept that I really want to throw out there in the universe today, that we compare. And in addition to comparing, then we start having these limiting beliefs. Have you ever heard of those limiting beliefs that people start saying, I can't do that. Mm-mm, mm-mm. No, that's too much. Oh, no, I can't do that. ever heard that?
Yes, yes. I've heard about people, or like when you see somebody that something good happened to them, and they say, "Oh my God, I can't believe it! I can't believe that happened to me." You know, it's because they limit themselves, like you said, the limiting beliefs, and they don't think they can get to the level where they can get to. I actually had one of the biggest speakers out there, Paul Martinelli, said something one time that if you really, really, truly believe something and you start talking about it and you start saying it as if it happened, you will bring it to you. The universe will just bring it to you. Excuse me. And that is the same thing. If you don't believe it, if you say certain things about yourself that's negative, same thing is bound to happen. I think, is that what you are talking about, the limiting beliefs? Is that what that is?
Yes, exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what it is. Because, and even I remember a quote by Charles Schwab when he says that when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. And that's exactly what you're talking about when you said Paul Martinelli talks about it. That's all it is. That's all it is for me, for you, for anybody that's out there. That you know, you have to be constantly thinking you can. You cannot put any limit on yourself, because when you do that, you're setting a tone for yourself. It's like a simple thing like this. I don't know if that ever happened to you. You go somewhere and the parking lot is full, and you're going like, "Oh, my God, there's not a parking space. I can't believe I'm late. I'm not going to find a parking spot." But if you say to yourself, "You know what, I got to find a spot." You know, you start talking to yourself, "I need to find a spot." You turn the corner and boom, somebody's pulling out. And you're like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm so lucky." Like, and you're like, you're mesmerized in that moment. And you're like, "Can you imagine this? I'm all looking at the people looking for a spot, and I drove up and somebody's pulling out." And that's just a simple example. As simple as that. That's it.
So, Dr. J, let me ask you a question. So for somebody who might be listening right now, who have always been in that place where they have the limiting belief because they see certain things that they want to do but they think it's so far for them, or they think it's too good for them that they really cannot achieve it, so they limit themselves to where they think they can be, whereas from what you are saying, they can. So for that person who is listening to you right now, what is some actionable items that they can start doing right away to change those limiting beliefs?
You know, that's a very excellent, that's an excellent question. Thank you for asking that. But what comes to mind to me right now is one is a statement that says, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at will begin to change. That's the first part of that formula. And other things that they could probably do is, you know, we need to, and those people who think like that, identify. The things that come to mind is, one, they need to identify a limiting belief that they want to change. What is that limiting belief that they want to change? We have to identify that. And after that, they could determine, and you know, we have to make these notes too. What is it that's limiting me? What is it that's holding me back? And then ask themselves, how is that limiting belief limiting me? What is that thing doing to me that I cannot get past it? You know what I'm saying? Then maybe they could decide how they want to be, how they want to feel, how they want to act. Because, you know, those are behaviors, almost like a psychological approach, throwing out, how is it that I want to feel? Because if I want to feel a certain way, that limiting belief is making me feel a different way. Write it down. I teach my students to journal. Write it down. What is it? How is it making you feel? And then even create a turnaround statement. Create a statement that's going to affirm or give permission to be that way, to act that way, or to feel this new way. That's very important when it comes to thinking, how do I change? How do I help myself? How do I really get and find a way to reduce these limiting beliefs? And what they could actually do is also repeat those statements every day. Repeat those statements every day. You know, as long as you have those limited thoughts, repeat those statements. And I see you're back on the line. But, you know, it's good. That was a great question. And we'll go back because people have yet to understand what limits are affecting them, what limits are making them not feel in the way they should feel. And people need to write it down and give themselves permission. Give yourself permission to be and to act and to feel the new way that you want to feel. And it's not hard to do. It's a state of mind. You know, that's a state of mind. So I see your back, and with your question that you asked, I answered it, and hopefully.
Yes, I got the most important thing that you first said that I got out of this was when you said, when we change the way we look at things, the things we're looking at start to change. I think that is so powerful. I wrote it down. I think it is just so powerful because even if you bring it to the, I don't know if you ever see those high thin pictures that sometimes they will send to you, and you start to look at it, and then you start to see something different within it. That's what struck me when you say that when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at start to change. And I can apply to that to several things in my life. Thank you very much for that quote. I think that was powerful.
Wonderful, wonderful. How about, you know, one of the things when it comes to adding value, I see and I notice that just think of, it's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're doing something good for someone else. It's hard. But because people with low self-esteem, oftentimes they may see themselves as inadequate. Sometimes they feel like victims because they just start feeling that way. And sometimes they can become self-protective and selfish because they feel that they have, you know, they have to do that. Some people, they do that. They become so self-protective because they feel it's good. That's the way I need to be so that I can survive. You know,
wow.
People do that. And then making a difference, even if just to make a small difference in the life of other people, it lifts a person's self-esteem. It does. And in addition to that, just adding value to people make you feel good. It actually adds more value to you. Some people, you know.
Wow,
people,
so you're
you know,
saying that if somebody needs to build their self-esteem, just go do good stuff for other people because it's hard for you to feel bad about yourself if you are doing good for other people. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
If you are doing good for somebody else.
And what that does is that it creates a cycle of positive feeling from one person to the other. You know, so you just create that cycle. And even there are times when sometimes we just have to do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. That when we're building self-esteem, it's one of the best ways to build self-esteem, to do what's right. And it gives a strong sense of satisfaction, you know? Because what happens is when you don't do the right thing, either you're going to feel guilty, you're going to feel bad about yourself. Sometimes you're even going to lie to yourself, trying to convince yourself that your actions weren't wrong or that it wasn't that important. And what you do when that happens is that that does harm to you as a person and to your self-esteem. And so it's so important that we're true to ourselves and true to our values, because values is a tremendous self-esteem builder. And that's how crucial values are. That every time that you take action that builds your character, you're becoming stronger as a person. Right? And so what happens is sometimes the harder the task, the greater the character builder. That happens. And you can actually act to yourself. You know, we do that all the time. But we can act to ourselves in a feeling good about ourselves, because that positive character is going to expand into that area of your life, then giving you confidence and positive feeling about everything you do. Make sense?
Makes sense, Dr. J. I just have to say thank you very much. There are so many action life lessons that has been learned on this radio today, and I'm going to make sure that my friends and family and people I know really need this kind of thing get to know about your program, because the things you say are just so powerful, and the actions that you are given, the intelligence that you possess, is things that people can use and use right away. So thank you very much for adding value to me this morning.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And that's the purpose of the Cultivate Show here, is to create a motivational moment, create an empowerment environment. And my goal at Cultivate is to inspire, empower, and motivate. It is actually my platform to say thank you to the world and thank you to the universe and to glorify God in my own way, because it's very purposeful. My hope is that people will listen to the show and be transformed. That's my hope, that people will listen to the show and to realize that they have the potential, that if they're down, if they can look up, they can get up. Because there's so many people out there like me who just didn't look up and just didn't get up, or just didn't have the people around them. You know, when I joined the John Maxwell team, I mean, I entered into this family of greatness, and I call it, because, you know, we are, and we say it all the time, we are product of our environment. Our young people, you know, my grandmother taught me, birds of a feather flock together. If you lie with dogs, you're going to raise with fleas, you know? But
and yes, yes, the, yes, yes, I hear that one too. Yep.
That's where value comes in, and we have not yet able to celebrate small victories. When we can look back and reflect, and next week I'll be talking about the law of reflection, but when we can look back and celebrate and realize the kind of things that we've been through, we can actually embrace positive visions for our lives. And those positive visions are based on what we value. But people, you know, it's just such, and that's why I'm just energized to talk about value today. Because if you have a positive vision for your life and you take action to fulfill that vision, then you will be just more readily recognizing that your life matters. And people just don't understand. Life matters. There are Christians dying all over the world. Life matters today, not tomorrow. Forget about what happened in the past. Yesterday ended last night. You know, I'm just trying to tell people,
Dr. G, I think it's important, though, that people know how to get to your show, because I was lucky to get invited by somebody this morning, and I'm able to get a whole lot of value. For other people who want to get to this show and who want to learn from you and just tap into your wealth of knowledge and get some of what I just got this morning, how can they get to the show? When does it normally come on?
Well, this segment on the laws, and I'm glad you asked, and thank you for asking that. This segment on the laws will be on Fridays at 10:30. I'm doing this on Fridays at 10:30 to 11. It's a one-hour session. But the show can always be accessed at www.blogtalkradio.com/cultivate. And cultivate, C-O-M-T-I-V-A-T-E. The number to call in is always 646-652-2034. And so at any time, if anyone, you know, has a question, they could always send me an email to www.cultivate.com or visit me at my John Maxwell site at www.johnmaxwellgroup.com/SharonJohnson. Because, hear this, folks, it's worldwide. There are people, so far I know over 45,000 people have downloaded the show. And I know God's using it to change our lives. And today is just a great day when you're on and you're asking these questions, because there's somebody out there. Again, I feel that there's a connection going on right now with the universe So I'm glad that you asked that, folks. So if you're out there, you have that information, connect with me or even call me for any coaching or training needs or to come out to your company and do training at 954-802-8515. And it's Dr. J with the Come of Age Show. And thank you so much for joining me. Those of you out there, those listening on Facebook, I really appreciate you. It is because of you that I'm able to continue the show and to bring this platform on at no cost to help to change lives. So thank you for asking that. I want to touch on, is that enough? Did I answer your question?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I just want to be able to make sure that people who really need this can get to it. So thank you very much for that.
Okay, thank you. I want to just talk a little bit more about embracing a positive vision, because after you have to ask some questions. There's some great questions when we talk about embracing a positive vision. Is what is it that you value? Think something to really think about and reflect on. What is it that you value? You know, what prompts you to see a positive vision for your life? What is it? You know, and if you don't have a vision, you're likely to be apathetic. You don't say it all the time. But, you know, I remember this quote comes to mind, Helen Keller. I love to read Helen Keller poems. She writes some of the best poetry. And I remember one time I was listening to an interview with her, and she said she's born blind. Helen Keller is born blind, and she writes some of the best poetry. But she was asked this one question: what would you do if you could see? And that still resonated with me so much. What would you do, or what would you tell people who can see? And she says, to have sight and have no vision is like being dead. And when she said that, I was like, oh, my God. She says, to have sight and have no vision is like being dead. So today, my question, that's something I want people to think about. Because if you tap into what you value and try to see what could be, what will happen is that it can inspire you to take positive action. And every positive action you take will help you to believe in yourself. And in turn, just help you to take more positive action. That's what we need to do as a people. Take more positive action. Practice. Practice, practice, practice. My grandma said practice makes perfect. A long time ago, I heard somebody says experience is a good teacher. But then they say it's not that experience alone is a good teacher. It's the evaluation of the experience that makes it a good teacher. So when we think of values today, just think about it. Take responsibility for your life. You know, we get in life what we're willing to tolerate. We really, really, really do. If you tolerate certain things, if it's a relationship, whatever it is that you tolerate, that's what you get. And if we allow others to disrespect us, we're going to get disrespected. If we tolerate abuse, we're going to get abuse. So if we think it's over, if anybody out there today, listen to me, if you think that it's okay to be overworked and underpaid, guess what? Hey, that's what's going to happen. And if you don't have a plan and purpose for your life, you're just going to become a part of someone else's plan. I remember in my early age, I heard this one saying that says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Think about it. And I wish we had more time for me to hear your story and encourage you on your specific journey. And that's why I gave you my information, because I can be your coach, I can be your speaker, I can be your trainer. You know, if you've had a difficult time and you just don't feel good about yourself, I want to tell you that you do have value. If you're out there today, I'm telling you, you have value. You matter. Your life can change, and you can make a difference, no matter what kind of background you came from. I tell people all the time, the only difference, the only thing that hasn't happened to me, I was not raped, but everything else. Whipped, oh, talk about being whipped, hungry, barefooted, one dress. Oh, I could tell you about hungry days. It doesn't matter what traumas you've suffered or mistakes that you've made, you can learn and grow.
You can become the person you have the potential to be. All you have to do is just believe in yourself. It's all about believe, 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 believe. And every time you take a step, think a positive thought. Make a positive choice. Practice small steps. And I know you're out there and you're saying, oh, she's saying all that good stuff, making it sound good. And I saw some people are saying, every time I take one step further, something happens and it takes me 10 steps back. But guess what? Keep on moving. Do it again. Keep moving forward. Do it again. Keep believing, because I'm telling you, when you look in the mirror, if you don't like who you like or who you see, you're going to be disappointed. So today, I'm so glad if you still want to press one, you have that opportunity. You also have the opportunity that this show will be archived for your listening pleasure. So at the end of the show, you could always go back and send this link to all your friends and family across the world to let them know that they have greatness. You have greatness within you. So, again, folks, it's Dr. J of the Come Give Show. Let me just give you some little action plans, because it's important for me to tell you that in order to make the law of the mirror work in your life, apply it today. And how can you apply it? You can make a list of all your best personal qualities. And I know we have them. We have a whole ton of personal qualities. You know, keep track by using, even if you use it, you know, today we have smartphone. We have all kinds of things. Get in your phone. Talk it on your phone. Write in your phone. Text yourself. Whatever you do. But keep track of yourself, even starting this week, about some positive or negative things that you think about yourself. Write it down. Write it down. When you write things down, you're transporting from paper to person. Write it down. And if you feel valuable, add value to others. Tell somebody they're valuable today. If you need a mentor, call me. If you need a coach, call me. But do not dismiss the fact that your life is valuable. Do not dismiss the fact that you were born to be great. There are two great days in our lives, the day when we know we were born and the day when we develop, when we understand why. Why was I born? My story today is to tell you, you have greatness within you. Do something today that utilizes your strength, that benefits others, and something that makes you feel good about yourself. Start small. It is your day. Today is your day. And if you are actually doing it, then do more of it. It's a rule of thumb. Give yourself some time. Not just adding to yourself, but adding to others. This is Dr. J with your empowerment environment, your moment in motivation, reminding you that you are destined with a purpose through faith. You have greatness within you. Thank you for joining me on the show. I appreciate it, and I want the world to know that you have not seen nothing yet. Remember that. Tell yourself, you know, like the song says, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I'm coming out, and I want you to come out, too.
Dr. G.
Yes, sir.
I have one last question. You said after the show we can download it and we can forward it to people who need to hear it. Where can we get it from? Because you didn't tell us where it will be archived. How can we get to the archive so we can send it to people that we think need to hear it?
Okay. It is available at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sharon Johnson. It will be posted on my Facebook page as well. But that's all you have to do is www.blogtalkradio/cultivate. And you'll see this show as well as all the shows that I've done. And you'll be able to access this one. It's there. I leave it there for all listening pleasure. So, again, to look for the show,
thank you very
www.blogtalkradio.com/cultivate. So thanks to you for joining me today, sir. To the world, I say stay beautiful, stay fabulous, and stay motivated. See you on the next round on the Cultivate Show. Goodbye.